Annie Dugan joins us live and in color this morning here on the program, along with Chris Harwood. Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Annie. Oh,
Chris.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go. Sorry. Try that again.
I am here.
Hi.
I'm here in the world.
I'm so tickled. It's a Monday here on 103.3 KUMD. So what would you say to encourage people to go to the phone this morning and make that call of membership support?
I would say that there's nothing that will make you happier today than calling 218-726-7181 or going to KUMD.org and pledging your support to KUMD, because that space in your heart that needs to be filled can only be filled by supporting your local radio station and that making sure that the local voices that you hear every morning on KUMD are there to make sure that the fun music that you're going to hear to keep you going throughout the day is there. And then you get a little bonus. You get little gift bonuses because KUMD likes to say thank you in all sorts of forms, in verbal form, in gift form, in every other kind of form. So a gift to KUMD will make you happy today. And Mondays, we need all that little extra boost.
Well, and we can't put all the weight on that forecast. I mean, we cannot depend on that forecast to make us happy. Although, I got to say, it helps.
Yes, it does help.
I'm just saying, we talked last week a little bit about soggy carrots sitting in mud puddles.
Yes, it makes everyone just a little bit happier.
Exactly.
And we are all shining a little bit more today, knowing that the sun will shine, and it's a good week for seeing art.
Well, when is it not a good week to see art in this community? Holy cow!
There is always something good to see. Again, KUMD lets you know what's going on. Like, it's your old pal Peter Spooner Week at the Tweed.
Oh, it ought to be every week is Peter Spooner Week. But that is Peter Spooner, the original host of Where's Art back in the day. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Why are we celebrating, and in what form will the celebration of Peter Spooner take?
So Peter Spooner, Tuesday at the Tweed. It's sort of Tweed Week, actually, because there's a couple events at the Tweed. It's a Monday, Tuesday, 1-2 art punch at the Tweed this week. Peter Spooner is on Tuesday from 6:30 to 8, and he is going to speak on David Erickson. So there is an exhibition up right now at the Tweed called Quiet Simplicity, which is not what Peter Spooner is, but he will speak. There's five paintings by David Erickson that are on view, and he's going to speak about David's work, his life, his artwork, in that gallery space. And a couple fun facts that I hadn't known about David Erickson. Did you know David Erickson has lost his leg as a child and had one leg?
No. I thought David Erickson was one of Laura's kids.
No.
No, I didn't really. But, okay.
Well,
all right.
There's a connection there. So,
all right.
Anyway, you can hear all about that. There was, in fact, a kid's book. Margaret Ann Hubbard wrote about him for Captain. The title of the book is Captain Juniper, which I think I'm going to have to go out and look. He was an artist, turn of the century. He got a lot of notoriety nationally, but he kept coming back to Duluth. And so sort of he's this artist that Duluth celebrates as a local hero. And Peter will speak to that as well. And then tonight at the Tweed is the Green Light New Music, which is this, there's Zeitgeist and No Exit, which are two groups that create and perform new music. And they'll be performing in the Tweed, along in the Saks Gallery. Kathy McTavish, who has the show that's been up all year in the Saks Gallery, Chance. I take my students through that, and they talk about how the sound is just like, they're like, it gets you at your gut. You feel it. And these musicians are working with that. They are pushing what sound and music is and how it connects with us. So and how it integrates with the visual arts. So that'll be really fascinating tonight at the Tweed. So that's Monday at the Tweed, Tuesday's Peter Spooner. Then Saturday at Duluth Pottery from 2 to 4, Carolyn Olson will have her work on view. She does oil and pastel. And Carolyn is one of my top artists, favorite in the community. She does these amazing oil and pastel works that have people, their narrative. They have scenes of our life in the area. They just, it's like you look at a Carolyn Olson and you feel cozy inside and you connect with it because it's scenes that you've been part of. And she has this wonderful modernist way of painting where the figures sort of pull outward and just almost surround you. It's really wonderful to look at her work. So that's 2 to 4 at Duluth Pottery. I can't think of a better connection between her and Karin Kramer. I think both of them really connect on a personal level with their audiences, and I'm really excited to see that pairing. So, again, as always, brought to you by the amazing KUMD, which you should all go and support.
Oh, Annie, you're such a peach, and you know how to cut to the right to the meat of what's important. You're fantastic. Have I mentioned that recently?
Oh, thank you, Lisa.
Another reason to support KUMD, the members of the community that have made this radio station a priority, whether they are program hosts that bring you music over the weekend or in the evenings, or whether they're community volunteers that are regular guests on Northland Morning, folks sharing their expertise and their love of this community with you. Boy, if we had to rely only on our staff members to make all the radio, without our incredible volunteers, we would be in so much trouble. Our volunteers contribute, I suppose, 2, 3, 4, the equivalent of 2, 3, 4 full-time positions here at KUMD. And we absolutely, it could not be done without you. So a big thanks for Annie Dugan, because we just love her to pieces. So how about that?
Oh, that's so sweet. Love you all right back.
All right. Well,
listener this morning.
Fantastic. And we'll talk again next week, Annie. Thanks a million.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan is the host of Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on Northland Morning.